Peace, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is our After Dark with Triple Dark Goddess radio show. We air live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com. Check out our website, baby. That's www.angrydivas.com. That's D-E-V-A-S. Get it right, boo. This has been another Bitch House production, the Angry Divas radio show. Thank you. Peace.
Peace be unto you, everybody, and welcome to the Angry Divas Radio Show. Tonight, we are going to get into a little topic called Head versus Heart. And before we get into that, there is a song that kind of goes along exactly with what I want to talk about to y'all tonight. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Welcome, first and foremost, to the Angry Divas Radio Show. That's right, baby. Don't forget it. I'm your host, Triple Dark Goddess. Also known as Diva Fire Tongue. I am head bitch in charge of all of divination. And tonight's show is brought to you by the Bitch House Sisterhood, where we fix all your problems. Just tell us, baby. Just get Diva on the main line and tell her what you want. Don't make me break into song because y'all know I will. We're going to be doing a little bit of talking about mama lessons, lessons that we got from our mothers, both good and bad, wisdom that we got from our mother, things that were passed down from mother to daughter in our bloodlines, and how those things are impacting us today. This is introducing my class called Mama Lessons. It is a three-module class. There's three classes in one. Class one is Head versus Heart. Tomorrow night is called Pussy Power / Yoni Power. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, when we talk Pussy Power / Yoni Power, we're going to be discussing the sovereignty of our sexuality, how it comes into formation. Oh, yes, honey. Okay, ladies, now let's get it formation. We're going to talk about all that. And then Wednesday, we're going to talk about the princess and the penis. But tonight is Head versus Heart. And before we get into that, of course, the song that I said I was going to play, child, this song here so goes with the theme. It is called So Gone by Jill Scott. Now, y'all listen real close to what she's saying. And then maybe, just maybe, you might understand what I'm about to say. Let's go. You're gonna hear the pages turn. Let me take my cadels off. Don't want this thing, but can't let go. Even though I need it so, your arms, they soothe me, but I ain't no game, I ain't no toy, I ain't just brain, this ain't no movie, man, I'm a real woman. Been down this road before. I just need more. I just need more.
What does my body ignore? What my mind says? I try to keep it intact, but I'm hearing this bit. I need to. What does my body ignore? What my mind says? They keep finding me. I wanna lay low, but continuously you do all the right things, so sweet for me. What do I do? My body ignore what my mind says.
baby, you do a thing. And I'm the man of steel with skills, call me Super. I got that technique that keeps you coming back to back. And I know you feel it all in your stomach whenever you arch your back. I'ma pull your head, I know you love that. When I maneuver this tongue, your eyes roll back. I work inside angles, I'm a karma super pro. Kitchen table down to the flow, ass in the air while you're biting that pillow. Girl, you know how I chop and shoot.
Well, we're back, so let's go on ahead and get into the show. So tonight we're talking mama lessons. This show was inspired by a situation that a sister brought to my attention, and, you know, she said it was okay for me to share it with the public, and, you know, a little bit. I ain't gonna tell y'all everything. Get your nosy behind out of here, you tea-sipping bastard. Now, she shared this. And you know what? Actually, I'm not going to even read it. It's up on the page. It's in the description for the show. But it's basically a head versus heart lesson. And it's a hard, hard lesson when our heads are telling us one thing and our hearts are telling us another thing. And the Jill Scott song that I played, that actually is something that is another way. So there's two ways we're going to hit at this, and I'm trying to figure out which one I want to talk about. One is really sad, and one is something that a lot of us can relate to as well. So if you wanted to hear the really sad one, go on the page. That's Angry Divas, the Dark Divine Feminine on Facebook, baby. Check it out there. It's in the Witch, Witches, Witch album. And, you know, called Mama Lessons. Hashtag Mama Lessons. So you should be able to find it. If you just put in hashtag Mama Lessons, you'll find it. But I wanted to get into this Jill Scott song. Let's talk about that. She said, why does my body ignore what my mind says? I try to keep it intact, but I'm here in this bed again. Again. And I need to listen. I need to listen to my mind. Because my mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes. Another mama lesson. How is this a mama lesson? Did not your mother take you to the church or the mosque or the temple or wherever the heck former faith or current faith she took you to that taught you the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak? Did not your mother model to you in multiple different ways how her heart desires would cause her to go against her head wisdom? Like the sister with the sad story, her terrible story, her mother didn't protect her. Her mother chose her boyfriend, who was a child molesting rapist, over her daughter. Her love of a man's attention and presence in her life superseded her head's wisdom that said this is not okay, this should not be. There are times when, and y'all think this is just love, but it's really not. There's something more going on here with that.
What we have is a root chakra override of your heart, the things that you lust for, that you've denied. They start to run you.
Oh, Jilly from Philly, why does my body ignore what my mind says? She said it. Even this sister, her mother, she knows that her mother failed to protect her. But she has a daughter now, and she lets her daughter go to her mother unsupervised, knowing that her mother did not protect her. Why does my body, my being, why do my actions, since we're talking about the body, what we're talking about is physical manifestations, choices that we make. Don't just keep it in the physical body and in that sex flow. I use that to get y'all in here paying attention. But when we talk about the body, we're talking about the tangible, the physical. Why do my actions and my choices and my desires and my reactions almost always go against my intuitive knowing, my head, my wisdom, my right knowledge or trainings or whatever? Why does that happen? When you ask yourself those questions, it leads you on quite the journey if you're willing to at least be honest enough to ask yourself the question. It takes you somewhere amazing. But you know what? A lot of women are not willing to be honest with themselves. Let's just be real. A lot of people are not willing to be honest with themselves. Sisters, we know that. Y'all are not willing to be honest with yourself. And those of us, the few of us, and by few, I do mean very, very, very few of us, like 25% out of all women of us. Yeah, that few. That few of us that's actually going to ask the hard questions and try to figure out and invest in lessons. Not the school of hard knocks, not life kicking your ass, excuse my French, but truly, not life kicking your ass type lesson, but investing in learning more about yourself, different techniques of mindfulness. I have a couple of different certifications in these areas, and every single time I have had to, you know, do the study and the work to get it, to get there, it has helped me to see something different about myself. That's the wonderful thing about teaching. When one teaches, two learn. So if you're teaching and you're not learning anything, something's wrong, honey. But when one teaches, two learn. And so in doing this, I learned quite a bit about myself and my approach and the way that I have been trained to think of things. Whether by my mother's example, her living example to me, or the lessons that she exposed me to, whether it was going to church, her decision to take us to church, the schools that she chose for us to go to, the women and men that she chose to be mentors, big brothers, big sisters, uncles and aunties, you know, that she adopted into the family, that she gave, you know, that exposed us to different aspects of the world. You know, one auntie liked to travel. She either take us with her or she would bring us things from her travels and expose us to different things. One auntie was into fine dining, and so I got to learn how a proper table setting would go, which fork goes with what course, and those sorts of things that I would not have been able to get from just my mother, you know, the brother who had a boat, who liked to go fishing, who took all us kids from the church fishing. And, you know, then I learned something else. I learned that I don't like worms, and fishing is not for me. It's not for me. I like to eat fish. I love it. But as far as going fishing and dealing with worms, oh, hell no. I'm sorry. Live baits and stuff, that's just not for me. But what was for me was learning how to sail the boat. Learning what each section of the boat was. Learning about the mast, learning about the sails, learning about the motor, learning about all the different things of the boat, things that I've forgotten now that I probably jump back in with both feet and remember immediately. But, you know, those things, you know, the school that she chose for me where we had a partnership with a marine biology firm here in Boston. And so I got to go out through the Boston Harbor Islands and go to Lovell's and go to Long Island here in Boston, the Boston Long Island, not the New York one. Thompson Island and such the like. All these different things that I got to experience because of the lessons that my mother passed to me. But all the bad things as well. When mother does not procure a sound, dark, divine masculine to partner with and to sire children with, mother gives you lessons about men. And they're good warnings, but they can blind you from the divine masculine. They can separate you from being able, seriously, to see and connect to this energy in yourself and for yourself and your male counterpart as well, because it's possible. It is out there. He's still a man and liable to do all the man things that are going to annoy you and drive you up a wall because he's a man and that's just what they do. But the divine masculine is real. It's real in you and it's real in him too. And some of these lessons don't come across. So this show is the first part of a three-part series. Tonight is head versus heart. Tomorrow we will be talking pussy power / yoni power, for those of you who are uncomfortable with the word pussy. But we'll be talking that tomorrow in our sovereign sexual right and authority, female sexuality, desire, the magic of it all, the mystery and the divinity of female sexuality. We'll be talking about quite a few things. Wednesday night, we're coming back in here finally for our final show in the series, which is called The Princess and the Penis. Yes, baby. These are all introducing my three-module class called Mama Lessons. And we have a pre-sign-up link. If you go on our page in just a little while, there will be a video describing the class to you in depth. And for the sisters who are on my mailing list, you get it discounted. Make sure that you check your email. I'm Triple Dark Goddess, and this has been another Bitch House production, the Angry Divas Radio Show. Special shout out to Diva Nation, the international sisterhood of the dark divine feminine. We went live today. We've got quite a few sisters still trying to figure out the registry thing. For everyone who registered and didn't actually sign up, boo on you. You ain't getting access because you didn't pay. Sorry, I'm not going to dishonor the people who value themselves because you don't. Sign up to get access to what's behind the paywall. But we thank you for trying to, you know, register. There's a different way for you to get access to the mailing list, actually, on the home page. The first tab is called mailing list. Make sure that you sign up so that you get special discounts, knowledge on when our next calls are going to be, our next classes are going to be, and where in the world Diva Nation will be traveling next as well. Oh, my God. We did Jamaica. We did it. It's done. We did that last year. This year, we're on to bigger, brighter, newer things. Next year as well, and the next year as well. Saw a couple of my sister friends traveling, and we'll be seeing about making some connections with those sisters as well. This is some magic stuff. This is the most wonderful time in the world to be a woman. It is. I know that we face a lot of shit. Trust me, I do, okay? Trust me, I know. But, baby, this is the best time in the world to be the divine feminine. So, be wonderful, be fabulous. Be ever wonderful in your own sweet way. And as always, remember who you are. Remember you are God. Oh, my God. A sister asked me, where is the website to sign up? Baby, please. www.angrydivas.com. That's spelled D-E-V-A-S. Get it right, boo. That's www.angrydivas.com. angrydevas.com. This has been another Bitch House production, The Angry Divas Radio Show. All right, Miles, take me home.